Good evening and welcome to this edition of Agar Meditation. Today we have one of the most important topics that we must have at all times, and that is reflecting God's light. Within a few moments I will come to you and explain to you what it means to reflect God's light. When we look at all the kids that we have amongst us, before they start talking, they are reflecting God's light. They don't care about anyone. They don't care about anything. They are simply up and about themselves. They are the purest selves, and anyone who is with them experiences joy. Yes, when they go through all the gadgets, the media that surrounds us, all the jar that surrounds us, that turns them mad. That's when they get cranky. And all the wrapped foods like chocolates and all the crunchies and munchies, when they are given to them, all these kids, they become cranky. But otherwise, they're all being their divine selves. Every child is born divine. And like them, we too are born divine. Until the time that we were introduced to grammar, to names, to forms, we were simply divine. When we were told that you are a name and form, and you were asked to repeat it time and again, you began to forget that you are divine. Now, when you are so deep into it that you no longer remember your divine self, it's an opportunity for you to now recollect your true reality, your absolute reality. You are nothing but the divine self. So when you reflect your reality, as you are reflecting your body, mind, ego through other people, you will realize how beautiful a world, how beautiful a planet, how beautiful a day that we are living. But when you forget that you are living the divine self, and when you reflect the body, mind, ego, the same body, mind, ego causes so much trouble, so much differentiation, so much separation, that we begin to suffer. So much so that we no longer remember who we really are. So that's what we are going to do today. So like every time, let us start with the maypole. So if you are new to this practice, I want you to sit with your back straight. Your lower back is pulled backwards, your mid back is pushed forward, and your upper back is pulled backwards. Keep your head, your back, and your neck straight in one line. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure you don't use the backrest. Place your feet one beside other. If you're sitting on the ground, you can sit cross-legged, but again, make sure that your hip bones are lifted off the ground with a cushion or a blanket, and don't use a backrest. Don't lean against any backrest. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The circle is on the ground. If you have ambient noise in your surroundings, see yourself pulling the circle up to form a cylinder, so that you can insulate yourself from this noise. in front of you. Think, imagine, visualize or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat and walking up to this pole. Hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through your side of the ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any urgency in the mind, any clutter, any overcrowding of thoughts. Let it all go. Breathe in and receive this relaxing energy, and breathe out, letting go of all the rush, all the urgency, the restlessness, the anxiety, the overcrowding of thoughts, anything that is occupying your mind, let it all go. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. Let it circulate through your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, any clutter in your mind, any anger, any unhappiness, any grief, guilt, sorrow, any aggression, any frustrations, irritations, agitations, any arguments that you are carrying in your head. Release it all. Breathe in this healing energy. And breathe out everything that's troubling you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, negative judgments. Anything that is troubling you in your memory, let it all go. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, tiredness, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying with you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Breathe in this unconditional love. Let it circulate through your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving it. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. This is usually the first step before we get into any practice. The maypole helps us ground any kind of clutter that we may have in the mind so we can prepare the mind and the body to sit in calmness. Reflecting God's love. God is all loving, all powerful, all accepting, and it is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. It's everywhere, it's in everything. This body is just a part of you. You're not only in this body, you are everywhere. You are omnipresent. That's who you really are. But if you believe yourself to this limitation, to be this limitation, then that's your ego manifested mind, which is telling you that you are limited, that you are tiny in this vast universe. In fact, you are the one who's created this universe. You are the one who is reflecting everything that you see in this manifested universe. You manifested it through the various, through the countless names and forms that you have attained. The collective experience is what you're seeing in this manifested world. That's who you really are. You are just watching, feeling, tasting, touching, hearing, and smelling the collective manifested experience. That's all. You are none of this. All of this is just your creation. And now it's time for you to realize through experience that you are creation. You are the creator. And this body, mind, ego is created by you for your experience to reflect divinity through this limitation. So you can understand that you are the unlimited one. You are the one. So let us have this experience now. Let us start step by step. The first thing that we need to do is to increase our vibrations. That's what we need to do at first. So let us start by increasing our vibrations. I want you to imagine a hook on the top of your head. There is a hook on the top of your head. And imagine a string tied to this hook go on top of a pulley and come in front of you. So every time you pull this rope that is tied to the hook, your back straightens up. The moment your back becomes adequately straightened, your mind will just go blank. This is one way of enhancing our vibrational frequency. So let us get to this for a few minutes before we can proceed. So sit up straight. And this method will ease any strain or stress that you experience in your back. So go ahead and imagine the hook on the top of your head with a rope tied to it, which goes on top of a pulley and comes to you within your arm's reach. In your inner scene, see this rope hanging in front of you. Reach out your hand, hold on to it, and gently pull the rope until your back is straight. Stay in the posture with your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Just observe the blanking of the mind. When thoughts occur, you just have to pull the rope a little. Every time thoughts occur, pull the rope a little. Be alert and aware and watch when the mind blanks out. Stop pulling. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Just want to have a feedback from you. How many of you experienced a blanking of the mind every time you pulled the rope? Can you give a show of hands? Very good. It's such a simple technique. Such a simple technique to blank the mind. You know, the brightest ideas come to you when your mind just blanks out. The best ideas. You're most relaxed when you have absolutely no thoughts. But because we practice thinking all the time, thinking is so familiar, to not have a thought seems something amiss. So we always want to be thinking. So always make it a practice to get into this no thought state from time to time. That's where your body stops investing or wasting its energy. When you have no thought, your body conserves energy. So get into this no thought state from time to time. The technique is very simple. Now let's move ahead. So the next practice, which is primarily a practice of getting our thoughts out of the way. To get our thoughts out of the way, we don't resist our thoughts, we actually bless them. Whenever we accept anything, it no longer resists us. It no longer wants to challenge us. It's like when two people get into an argument, if you were one of the persons arguing, if you suddenly declared the other person a winner, there is no more a conflict, no more an argument. The other person does not know what to do with his or her victory. Likewise with thoughts, the moment you announce the thought as the victor, the thought doesn't know what to do, it just stops. So bless the thought. So let us practice this, blessing the thought now, so that we can once again gain charge over ourselves. We are beings which are silence incarnate. We are actually silence. The clutter, the thoughts, they all come from the body-mind-ego. Identification with the mind, identification with thinking, unnecessary thinking. So let us get into this practice now. Again, sit with your back straight. Again, with your eyeballs in a lower gaze. This time, focus your attention on your breathing. As you breathe in, watch your breath travel from the tip of your nostrils all the way to the brow center if you can, or to whatever extent you can. As you breathe out, watch your breath travel from the brow center or from the upper part of your nostrils out of the lower part of the nostrils. Just observe the breathing, don't follow it, just observe it. If you begin to get thoughts already, you just have to raise your right hand and bless the thought. You just have to raise the hand, that's the blessing. The moment you raise the hand, the thought will simply sublimate. It'll simply vaporize. So every time a thought comes, just raise one hand. If it's not enough, raise both hands. With lesser thoughts, your sensitivity increases. So progressively observe the feeling from the nostrils upward into the nostrils. You might end up feeling the breath travel all the way to the brow center. Don't force anything, just observe it. Every time a thought occurs, just raise one or both hands. Bless the thought. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Was there anyone in the group who still cannot feel the breath in the center of the brow? Anyone who is not able to feel the breath in the center of the brow, please show with a raise of hand. Alright, so I assume that everyone did feel the breath in the brow center. Let us now proceed to the final part. The final part is to just breathe in God's love and breathe out God's love. God's love does not have a color, does not have a taste, does not have a flavor, it does not have anything. Apparently, it is just light. So you're just going to breathe in light and breathe out light, but it doesn't seem like the sunlight or anything else. So do not assume it to be of any particular nature. Do not assume. So you're just going to breathe in and breathe out. I'll explain to you in a while what you're going to do. When you reflect God's love, all resistance dissipates. All differentiation dies. You rise above all comparisons. You rise above every kind of differentiation that exists on this planet. You simply become divine. Now, when you are divine, everything that's happening in this world simply does not matter anymore. It simply is just some chaos that people are getting into. You don't have anything to do with it. You are simply focusing on being the God Self. God does not interfere with what is happening on this planet. The reason is He just lets everyone decide their karma. God gives everyone an equal chance, which is why He does not interfere in karma. Unless you ask Him to take over, to take the charge, God will not take the charge. So it is up to you to give up your charge to Him. And when that happens, then the body, mind, ego simply dissipates. You just give it up to Him or her or it, whatever you call it. So now what we're going to do is to just club in these three practices, two practices that we learned with the third one. See, we are going to breathe in God's light and we're going to breathe out God's light. God's light, love are the same thing. If any thoughts occur, you're going to just raise your hand in blessing. And if you feel that you're getting into some mundane thoughts, just pull the rope and pull yourself up. That's what you're going to do now. So let us go ahead and have this wonderful experience. Stay with me while I narrate and experience the upliftment of your divinity. Again, sit with your back, your neck and your head straight. Push your lower back backwards, your mid back forward and your upper back backwards. Keep a straight and firm back, but not a stiff one. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. As you breathe in, feel the breath. Watch the breath travel from the tip of your nostrils to the brow center. As you breathe out of your brow center. Imagine as if the breath is traveling out of your brow center. Thereafter, imagine you're breathing into the brow center. So continuously and softly breathe in from the brow center, breathe out of the brow center. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Imagine looking into a mirror. What does the reflection seem like? Continue to breathe in from your brow center and out of your brow center as you observe this mirror. If any thoughts occur, just raise both your hands in blessing and pull yourself up with the string or the rope. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Was there anyone here who felt? What did you see in the mirror? Can anyone tell? Yes. What did you see in the mirror? Please unmute.
The light started spreading all over.
What did you see in the mirror?
The light spread, doctor.
Did you see light in the mirror?
Yeah.
Very good. Yes, Hinduja.
I saw myself smiling.
You saw yourself smiling. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else? What did you see in the mirror?
Light started occupying the whole space, like surrounding.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes, Suresh. Please unmute.
I saw a faint image of myself slowly brightening up.
Slowly brightening up. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Shilpa.
I saw myself in a meditative state with a slight smile on my face.
Okay. You know, as long as, yes, Shilpa, you have raised your hand. Okay.
I was trying to lower it.
All right. You know, as long as you're vibrating in the body, mind, ego, you continue to see your face. But when you rise above the ego, there's no longer an identity. You no longer see a face. It's okay. You are in the path. Do not try to rise above it. Do not try to get to a plane of awareness where you think you have to get to. You can't get to a plane of awareness. It will happen. But when you are no longer the body, mind, ego, then all that you see is only light everywhere. That's what you see. So go through this experience. Do these practices every day. All these practices that you do are for you. When you get into the ego mind, you believe that your practices will change others. No, they won't. Your practices will not change others. Your practices are meant for you. You will rise above your own distinction, differentiation, judgment, emotions. You have to rise above them. Nothing outside of you will change, but everything inside of you will change. That is the practice that we do every time. No one out there is responsible for your state of life, for your experiences. You alone are responsible for what is happening in your life. And you alone can shift from where you are to where you can be. That's the whole practice. A few people of late have been wanting to see other people change because of their practices. Nothing outside of you will change, because the outside is only a reflection of the inside. When the inside changes, the outside will no longer bother you. But if the inside has not changed, the outside will constantly make you suffer. It is just a reflection. When you see light inside, you will see light outside. Then everything is absolutely perfect. Even if it is not okay, it is absolutely perfect. When that happens, you will have arrived. But what is more important is to stay there. So you don't want to be like a bubble which just rose above the ocean, but forgot to stay there, it just falls back into the ocean. So you have to stay where you arrive. That requires continuous practice. But the spiritual ego will just celebrate the arrival and forget the practice. That's how cunning the mind is. So you have a challenge of practicing consistently and continuously so you can stay in your awareness. That's the practice of reflecting the God Self. So you know where you are, and you know that you need to practice more. So before we end, just want to ask you, do you have any questions? Are there any questions before we end? All right. So let us end today's... Yes, Lakshmi.
Doctor, actually, I understand and I hold on to all these kind of thoughts. And when I start my day, I just fall down from this, like Maya covers me. And just I slip away from the practice very frequently and easily. I get slip away from this thought very easily. So I don't know how to hold it, like keep it constant. So I'll be like remembering all these things most of the time, but it just like bubble it go away.
Remembering.
So I don't know.
Remembering is not enough.
Very difficult for me. No, I'll be aware that I have to be mentally, so that it should not fluctuate. It should be like a line. So, but I always, my mind get fluctuate very easily. I get distracted. I get disturbed. So I feel annoyed and I feel low esteem, like, I feel low of myself. I am not able to practice. So that itself will happen like a stress to me. I am not even able to practice it for a day. So, some disturbing thoughts will arise.
Okay. The first and foremost thing is that the only practice that you have to do is to stay in your awareness.
Okay.
And please remind yourselves that there are no mistakes. If you fall from the practice, it's not a mistake. You fell from the practice because you forgot. And forgetting is not a mistake. Forgetting is a habit. And you just have to constantly get back to the habit of staying in your awareness. We have practiced venting our emotions, justifying our thoughts, our words, our actions. We have gone too far and these habits have really gone deep into our skin.
Mm.
And now we have to create a new habit. The new habit is to stay in our awareness. So few tips. Don't control your emotions. Don't try not to get angry. Don't try not to get upset. You just have to observe. No one is going to listen to you. No one is going to take your word seriously. So you just have to observe and do everything lovingly. The practice is to convert every thought, word, and action into love. That's the practice, which means that if someone, let us say that it's your living space and you would like to keep your living space clutter-free. And let us say that your members of the family do not care about it and they just spread the clutter in the room. This becomes your opportunity to spread love. So hold on to all the materials that have to be rearranged and just say a silent prayer. May all people who touch this object, it could be a newspaper, it could be a magazine, it could be anything for that matter, it could be a coffee cup. May all people who touch this open their hearts to love, light and laughter. May they all realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. So every moment you are using your mental capacity to just share God's love. So any person who touches the newspaper or the magazine or the coffee cup will feel something happen to them. They may not be aware to that. They may not be present to it.
Aware.
But definitely there will be a shift because you intended so.
Yep.
Because you are all-powerful, because you are being the God Self, and because you asked this to happen, divinity will make it happen. So the more number of times you do it, you will see more transformation will occur. But the trick is to not expect the transformation. What will happen though is that you will start enjoying your day, you will have more opportunities to share God's love. But do not expect other people to transform. Like I said, these practices are meant for you to rise above your judgment, to rise above your prejudices. They are meant to get you back into God's love. They are not meant to change others. If others are sensitive, then they will embrace the change and they too will start finding God's love fill in their heart.
Yes, doctor. All actually, right. I started my practice by making a note every day, like how many times I am happy or how many times I get distracted. So when I started maintaining the diary, it was so beautiful. I could see the transformation in myself, in the diary. Like the whole day, I was happy. So the number of times I got worried or get annoyed was reduced. So I started witnessing the thing only. I was like an observer. So get detached from whatever is happening. So I was very less affected by the surrounding activities. So I think, but somehow I don't know where it got missed and I stopped maintaining the diary and everything.
So start again. Start again.
Sure.
The point is the mind is like this. Just like I said, when you arrive, then you believe that now you no longer need to do anything and then you fall. So when you arrive.
Absolutely.
Yes. When you arrive, you have to stay. And to stay, you have to practice. So continue the practice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for this beautiful session, for your participation. Let us connect again next Saturday. Until then, keep practicing. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. And let's all connect again next Saturday. Until then, lots of love from our group at agarhealing.com.